This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program. This week, as in every week, 52 weeks of the year, we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus to visit with us for an hour, talking about the latest from the research that he has done and research that's appeared in a lot of the journals of medicine, so that you will know what research may affect you and your health and well-being. Ken is from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Happy to have you here. My dear friend, Ken is my dear friend, and one of the things that has happened over the years on the various radio programs that I've done is that I have come to the decision if I want to spend time with somebody on the air, it's got to be somebody I like. Otherwise, why would you do it? In a sense, well, people would say, well, because there's important information to be discussed. Yeah, you can do that, but I think it's more important to have a great relationship with people. I trust Ken with my life, literally. And so I think you can get from that the idea that what he is posting and what he's saying is what I believe. I mean, we disagree on some things, but it's okay. He got me around to getting flu shots this year, which was a major accomplishment. So at any rate, let's get into I hope we're not going to spend too much time. There's so many other things going on. I think COVID, I just feel COVID. And I've said this on the air on the Good Day Health, on the regular Good Day show. I mean, the regular DJV show. I just feel like the public feels like it's not over, but the tension is gone. The only real focus, it seems, on COVID that is outrageous, and a lot of the influences, a lot of the way influencers have discussed this have been pretty outrageous. But regarding the Chinese Olympics and what's gone on over there, I think that the discussions of what how people are being protected there and how the Chinese government in general is just handling the situation been pretty good discussion focus. But other than that, here's some information. Now, let's do a couple of these, Ken, anyway, before we go on to some other stuff. The unvaccinated, the numbers when it comes to risk for infection and hospitalization. This is something, I don't know that this is new. We've been beating the drum on this for a long time. But is there something different in terms of the info that comes from, again, the influencers?
Well, it's not much different. And thank you for the very nice introduction, by the way. I feel the same way. But anyway, the CDC reported this week over a 20 times more likely that you'll stay out of the hospital, not die from Omicron if you've been vaccinated. And what they consider vaccination is getting two of either Pfizer or Moderna in your local backyard.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be boosted, although some of us should be. And that's some good news. And the important thing is we probably all know a few people who've been even boosted and still have gotten Omicron. So it doesn't prevent you from getting the illness. The clear fact is it prevents you from getting the severe disease, which in a big way, which is the one that gets you into the hospital. We probably know a few people who have been, but it's pretty rare to be admitted into the hospital. A few in 100,000 if you've been
But the naysayers, though, twisted around. I don't know. I mean, I have these conversations with Jack Stockwell all the time, who said that the numbers that we're getting are just not accurate, how many people are dying. And he does bring some credibility into the discussion. Remember, we talked about this, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I think that what confuses people, certainly the Center for Disease Confusion, as I've called them, have with the awarding, if that's the right word, of a bounty during the whole COVID crisis. Hospitals are getting $2,000 a head for all the people who died of COVID. So they cook the bucks.
In all due respect to Jack, Jack doesn't spend any time in the intensive care units and or with critically ill people or with people who've had severe COVID. much. And, you know, you talk to any of the docs who work in any of the intensive care units, and they'll tell you things are dramatically different. And if you don't believe the statistics, you know, maybe part of the people dying are people who've entered the hospital with COVID, because right now it's so prevalent, and had something else. But nevertheless, something's going on right now. Look around. Everybody knows somebody who died unexpectedly, who shouldn't have died in the last 2 years. Something is definitely going on.
Oh, yeah.
In all due respect to Jack, you know, if he doesn't want to be vaccinated, I don't want to get into the debate because about two-thirds of the population are vaccinated. I don't think we're going to convince any – let me just say, I don't think we're going to convince any more people to get vaccinated at
this
point.
I don't either.
People are locked in.
Done.
The debate doesn't do anyone any good. What we should be doing right now is getting more monoclonal antibodies. That we should be working on therapeutics right now, because the vaccination is done. Two-thirds of the population are going to get it. The other third is not, and we're not making any progress.
And the mask mandates don't
heads.
Right. Most of the people that I know who work in the public sector acknowledge I have in my community, they have just announced that they had a mask mandate for a while, but it's over later on this month.
What we need to be focusing on is therapeutics. The monoclonal antibody from Glaxo that is specific for Omicron, and also Pfizer has this great drug, but try to get it where if you take it in the first 5 days while the vaccine is still replicating in your body, while the virus is still replicating in your body but hasn't yet infected the cells, it's very effective, 95% prevention at getting you into the hospital or dying. But try to get that drug. Try to get the Glaxo monoclonal antibody. The things that we really need right now, and even testing to find out who really needs all this. Because ideally what should be happening is you get symptoms, you get tested, and then you get Pfizer's pill. And that's what should be happening right now. But try to get the test or the pill. You can't get any of
this. So this is where government falls down, kind of like they did before when there weren't enough when COVID first got started. We have government for this kind of reason, and they always fall down. Always.
It's very frustrating as a physician, when your patients are calling you every day with symptoms, and then you tell them to go get tested. They can't find them.
Yeah.
And then the person who does get tested and is positive, you want to get them therapeutic, and you can't find it. It's very frustrating.
It's outrageous. This is what we're paying for. The country's $30 trillion in debt. Almost $7 trillion of that is because of COVID, and yet we can't get stuff that the trillions of dollars ought to have been able to buy.
And then you look at it, it's going to be available, and Omicron's going to be gone.
Yeah, right. So who needs it?
Omicron
then?
Will probably.
Yeah, Omicron's gone now for the most part.
Well, it's not from several cities, but it's clearly not gone from the country. It's not going to be gone till the end of March, beginning of April, hopefully. You know, predicting the people who have been very bad, no one's been good at predicting COVID-19. So, you know, don't ask me to predict, because no one in the world has predicted. Who would have predicted there'd be four waves of 2 years ago, January 2020? Who would have predicted there would have been four waves of COVID-19, three important variants, and 2 years plus later we're still dealing with this? Nobody predicted that. No one in the whole world. So COVID-19 has, you know, the people who've gotten in trouble in medicine have been the ones who try to predict COVID-19. So it's really hard to predict, but we're hoping that by the end of March, we can really look at this in the rearview mirror. That's what I'm hoping. Am I predicting it? I'm going to hold off because one has been good at predicting this.
All right, I'll predict it. Anyway, the Omicron COVID hospitalization rates, as Ken is suggesting, higher for unvaccinated people, and that's just it. You got the booster, you got the shots, you're not going to go to the hospital. It's just that's the way the numbers shake out. You're not finding that well. There are all kinds of studies being conducted by the CDC But should we believe them or not? That's why I call them a center for disease confusion. I just think that it's more important to look at.
Isn't that sad that there's so much skepticism?
Government not at work. Yeah.
It's really sad that there's so much skepticism among people and smart people. Look at Doug. Doug is so skeptical of all this. And it's sad that there's so much skepticism.
I think why this matters, though, Ken, this study examined the data mostly from L.A. County. The incidence and hospitalization rates during the Omicron wave were consistently highest for those people who are unvaccinated, period. That's the end of it. That's the beginning and the end. The study underlined that staying up to date with coronavirus vaccinations, that can decrease the likelihood of infection. But then there's the thing that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks about people who were unvaccinated, who got the disease, and who now are better off because they have the antibodies. They're healthier or not healthier. They're more likely to not give any kind of COVID because the antibodies are better than the shots, right?
That's kind of what we're talking about. Natural immunity.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending that you go and get COVID because there are issues with some people will get long haul symptoms and some people won't get a mild case. But if in fact you do get infected and have natural immunity is stronger than the immunity that you get from the vaccine. And I can tell you tons of stories of people exposed in the same situations. And the person who had the natural immunity didn't get infected, and everybody who had the vaccine did get infected. I've heard many of these stories.
I've heard them too lately.
So I have those personal experiences from patients telling me about these episodes, but I also see some good studies showing that natural immunity is. There's some good studies coming out that are going to be reported again this week from Johns Hopkins about showing how effective.
Yeah, I think they've done the best job here nationally. Here's the quote from the CDC study, quote, ongoing COVID-19 surveillance with data linkages to vaccination are critical for monitoring vaccine effectiveness and increased protection from boosters, particularly during the Omicron predominant period. Okay, so take that and run with it. We'll continue with Dr. Ken. One or two more items on COVID, and then we'll move on.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Thank you. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Past the hour. This is the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Mondora, Florida. Lots of people, as Ken was suggesting, his patients coming in to ask him important questions about COVID. It certainly does affect Ken as a cardiologist because it affects a lot of people who have heart problems.
They're calling on the phone.
Yeah, they're getting on in on the phone. You can call Ken on the phone, 352-735-1400 for an appointment either in the office or on the Zoom, the teleconference, 352-735-1400. I feel like more and more people are getting away from that because they don't like it to begin with. They want to get back to the personal touch. There's nothing more necessary, I think, and that's why I put off at Ken's suggestion, or actually his insistence, that I not come visit him in January because of COVID. So I'll go see him in his office in March. And a lot of people, not only me, I talk about on the air, but people call the office and they do just that. Ken's bedside manners, knowledge, his integrity, all of those things are great reasons for a visit. So you can help yourself. I give you this number as a public service, 352-735-1400. That's the number. Okay. So I'm going to, the local, I'm in Framingham, Massachusetts, lived here all my life. I just noticed on the local blog that 45% of Framingham Public School students have had the vaccines. This is all ages from 5 up. So at this point, we have said, I think just a few minutes ago, we said maybe it's time that we not put the emphasis on this. People who have gotten the shots have gotten them, and so if you get sick with it, it just is going to do its thing. Pretty much at this point, we're not saying don't get vaccinated, but we're sort of suggesting, or at least I'm hearing, that it doesn't make as much difference as it did before. Is that accurate?
Well, no, I don't know if it, I wouldn't agree with that. That's not quite what I said. In my own opinion, and I don't want to get into the debate, you should get vaccinated, you shouldn't. I mean, for me, and you have to make this decision on an individual basis, for me, I am more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine, and for me, I'm triple vaccinated.
Right.
And,
me too.
And that's a decision you need to make for each person individually, the risk of getting the vaccine versus the risk of not getting it. And what I was saying is I think at this point, everybody's heard about it. Everybody knows these issues about the vaccine. And you're not going to convince any more people by whatever you say, you're just going to get into these annoying discussions that are going to stress everybody out, and it doesn't do anyone any good. And we've gotten to about, in the national level, in the low 60% of the population fully vaccinated. Mm. And so I think we've gotten everybody vaccinated who's going to be willing to be vaccinated. So the point I was making is now is the time to move to these very effective therapeutics. So if you do have symptoms, you should be able to be tested. Mm-hmm. If you're positive, you should be able to get therapeutics. And we're just not there.
No. All right.
These products are not yet available, and it's frustrating to any physician out there trying to get their patients treated.
The Johns Hopkins study that suggests that the lockdowns had little or no public health impact, I could have told you that.
You drove out of early in 2020, you drove out of California very frustrated, and I learned some new four-letter words as you were leaving. This is going to be a very controversial study, but it comes out of the impeccable Johns Hopkins University. It's what's called a meta study, where they reviewed multiple studies that have come out on COVID-19, and this was published this week in Studies in Applied Economics. And their conclusion is that in terms of public safety, saving lives, had a minimal effect, the lockdown. But in terms of wrecking people's lives, it had a huge effect. So this is going to become quite a discussion, as it just came out. And, oh, my gosh, get out of the way when this thing gets debated.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. A great start to 2022 is within reach with an Amazon Prime membership. With shopping, entertainment, and even savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money and stay entertained in the new year. Prime members get exclusive savings and deals, plus fast, free delivery on millions of everyday items. Not to mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Already having some of the toughest gun laws in America, President Biden plans to attack the violence in many large cities by increasing gun laws.
Hey, the gun violence is a sea fed by many rivers. Well, I put forward a plan to dam up some of those streams.
The president and his attorney general met with New York State and city leaders Thursday to discuss the issue of record-breaking street violence. A large winter storm that has forced schools to close, knocked out power, and massively disrupted road and air travel will continue to hit the central, eastern, and southern United States over the next few days. A Republican National Committee panel moved a resolution forward on Thursday to censure Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles with the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The 168 members will vote on it today in Salt Lake City. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. intelligence is reporting they have found evidence Russia was plotting a false flag attack as a pretext to invade Ukraine. Representative Brian Mass, the Republican from Florida on Newsmax last night, says Russia is inventing ways to justify a potential attack on Ukraine.
One part of what you're seeing in a rapidly escalating show of force by Russia, them coming up with ways to justify a potential attack on the Ukraine, a potential invasion of the Ukraine, to include going out there and moving false stories, whether to trick the Ukrainian people or trick the Russian people or the globe or anybody else. That's all part of their strategy in the preparation for war. Number one, just look at the space of this. You have communist regimes that fundamentally want to stand against democracies. We are the leader in democracy. China is the leader in communism right now. If they can find a partner in communism, then it makes sense for them to try to stand against the leaders of democracy. And in that, the number one organization that's meant to stand against the former strongest communist party, which was Russia and the Soviet Union, Putin is able to do this for China right now. Test the salt of NATO, which is meant to stand against Russia, by doing nothing more at this moment than moving his own military around his own country. And you're getting to see NATO partners, shake at the knees.
The Winter Olympics are underway in China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour here of DJV Health this weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's interesting to look at the stories you were talking about, how people can save themselves with these pills after, if they have COVID, that what they're going to be, even though they aren't around, you can't get them yet, it would seem. But it was interesting to note this week that Pfizer has become the most likable corporation in America. I don't know if you saw this in the Wall Street Journal or not.
No.
And they haven't been the most likable since they invented Viagra. Which I thought was, where they started producing. They didn't invent it, but I don't know, maybe they did. Somebody in their lab may have invented it. It just is very interesting how, what public perception is all about, really, isn't it? I mean, think about it. They're the most popular. Did they develop it? Yeah, they developed it. But why not the other company?
Moderna?
Moderna, yeah. Why aren't they as popular as Pfizer?
Well, Pfizer was first, and people, mm-hmm. Have heard of Pfizer not very well, but in the background in the past, Moderna's a new company. And, you always get credit, it seems like, in pharmacology for being the first one out of the block.
Yeah,
and they got the first drug, the first vaccine approved, and I think that not everybody, but a lot of people credit them for saving their lives. And so there is a lot of gratitude. And Pfizer, it's not as well known, has this oral drug. And that's going to have a huge impact. If it becomes available, it will have a huge impact.
All right, I want to lay something on you that I discovered during one of the other programs I do, the American Family Farmer Show, which is heard on a lot of these same stations that carry this program and the DJV program. We had a focus this week on food, and we always are talking about family food and farm on the American Family Farmer, but the focus this week was from a farmer who owns a cattle company out in Nebraska. And we were talking about the common sense approach to food, how it's grown, what we're putting in our bodies. And one of the things that came out of the discussion was the focus on our lifeline. You know, it used to be a couple, 3 years ago before COVID, it was like 78.7 or something like that years. And then it's dropped off a year plus. A lot of people are attributing that to COVID, and I think that's pretty accurate. But the other thing that's in here that this fellow pointed out, Del Fike is his name from the Fike Cattle Company, was that people are dying because they are not nutritioned well enough. The food that we are eating comes from land that is dying. And the common sense approach to regenerate the agricultural interests of our country so we can get back to healthy foods comes after we get rid of all the chemicals that are killing the soil. And what I remembered in the conversation, and I dropped this on you just informationally for you and the people listening to the program, remember back those of you who are around, I was born right after World War II, you not long after that, and the business of pesticides, which had never existed before, began to develop. And then they, big time after the Vietnam War, the construct of Roundup, the things that Monsanto was selling, the chemical products that have depleted our soil. Remember, the things that came out of the Vietnam War and World War II to a lesser extent, these chemicals, Agent Orange, for example, kill all the foliage, kill people. This is the main ingredient, or the underlying ingredient, to Roundup. So how is it that we, and remember that the parent company of Roundup is Bayer, and they developed the gas that killed all the Jews in the prisons during World War II. They changed their name, obviously, but they're the company that developed the gases. So all these gases, all these chemicals, and they've been sold big time to farmers and agricultural interests, and applying that stuff to the soil, yeah, it got rid of the weeds, and it helped the growth, if you will, of the plant, but the soil is being depleted so that it's like clay now. And so we've killed the soil using all this crap, and therefore we are, because of it, the quality of food isn't as good, and that's contributing to our shortened lifespan. That's what this guy suggests, and I agree with him. What do you think?
Well, there certainly is a correlation here, and whether it's cause and effect, that's where you need to get a good study and figure it out. But certainly, there's certainly a correlation, but, you know, as we know as good scientists, correlation doesn't necessarily mean cause and effect.
Well, 2 and 2 is still 4, though, Ken. You still do the math. 2 and 2 is 4. I think there's a lot to be said here. And this, and somebody who's interested in health, as I am, and the farm, you look at, I mean, I see it every day in soils that have been, that are on my farm.
It sure intuitively seems likely that that is an issue. And certainly, in my own personal life, I do try to get as close to the natural land as I can in what I eat. So, but, you know, you're asking me on the global effect, and that's a big question. You know, that's a huge statement to make. But certainly, in what I do, my behavior is to eat as close to the natural land as I can.
Yeah, exactly. All right, food for thought, literally and figuratively. We continue. We'll talk about excess weight and what it does to your thinking, and I guess that's a certain intro into Calitrin and how that works, because we don't want to have, for whatever the reason, excess weight. And we all have excess weight, let's face it. During COVID, we put on excess weight. during the holidays, we put on excess weight. We eat bad food. That puts on excess weight. And I'm not saying nah. I mean, I have sort of the same problem, a little bit of a paunch that I get during the holidays. And I went on a little bit of a diet, and then I went on to the cookie diet. After I went on a little bit of the diet, because
made with good soil.
Absolutely. No wheat cookies. That's what I specialize in, no wheat cookies. So if you have a problem keeping weight off after you lose it, you worked hard already, first month of the year, you had that idea that you were going to lose the weight. That was your resolution, and you worked hard at it. You got the weight down. But now the question is, how do you keep it off? And that's where Calotrin comes in. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Nothing is better than this all-natural, healthy choice, not only for weight loss, but to keep it off. So why don't you go to toploss.com? That would be my suggestion. And when you are, you've looked around to see how it supports weight loss, see how it works, look at all the various, the way people who have used it have come out smelling like a rose, if you will. Lots of great info. You can even connect with a counselor by going to the website toploss.com. And you can participate in their Get 2020 Fit contest right now. Get Fit in 2020. Find out how you can do that. There's a tab at toploss.com. Powerful message here in losing weight and keeping it off. So I guess because it's guaranteed, you have nothing to lose. But the weight, and keep it off. Pretty special, right? Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get into this 90-90 special deal. Plus, make sure you participate in the Get Fit contest for 2022. All at toploss.com.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Listen up as we discuss. We were just talking about losing weight. What is this study that suggests that if you are overweight, it will affect not only your body, but your mind, Ken?
Interesting study in JAMA Network Open this week that people who are over their ideal body weight seem to, their head doesn't work as well as it should. And this is a good study, and it's interesting to think about how this might be happening, but certainly obesity leads to high blood pressure, leads to strokes. The feeling is that people who have excessive weight have more mini strokes, even silent strokes that you don't know about, damaging parts of your brain. You just don't think as well. And just another good reason to get down to ideal body weight.
All right. So what is the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Sex addictions in men, Why is that something we all know? Well, there's some men that are addicted to sex, some women that are addicted to it. But this is a study about men, right?
This is a study in men about sex addiction. And sex addiction, people who are obsessed with sex and as males and truly obsessed, is more common than we think. It's about 10% of men. And the exciting thing reported in this study, Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, this week, is that they actually measured a hormone, oxytocin, in these men. And just about all the men that have sex addiction have an elevated oxytocin level. And many of them right now go through cognitive behavioral therapy. And what was noted was those who had effective treatment had lowering of the oxytocin level. Very exciting study, a very reputable medical journal. And the impact of this study is that in the future, we'll probably have a drug where in these 10% of men, we can attack the oxytocin in their systems and give them incredible help. Because this is beyond just, joking about it. It's a serious problem. You can't function because that's all you're thinking about. And maybe some of the men in the, listening say, boy, I wish I had that problem. But you really don't want this problem.
Well, there's another study I saw this week that refers to women who fake it. And they say they fake it in the bedroom to protect their partner's ego.
Is this new? Yeah, I saw that study. And I'm thinking to myself, scratching my head, is this really news? But anyway, yes, there was a study in one of the reputable journals demonstrating that our kind women, to spare our overinflated male egos, so often fake it to make us feel good mentally, us guys. And, is this news?
Is it news? Well, I'm going to have to leave that to the we'll put that into people's imaginations.
You may want to ask your two co-hosts.
I will ask that. Yeah,
about that when they're give them the truth serum and then ask them the question.
I will. Okay. Loneliness, social isolation. You're a cardiologist. What does that do to your heart?
Very bad. Very unhealthy. This is so important. This was done. A study published, JAMA Network opened this week in postmenopausal women. But my impression as a cardiologist dealing with these people for decades, for, people helping them prevent heart disease, helping everybody do their best to lower their risk of heart attack and stroke. Loneliness, social isolation affects us all in a bad way. It's so unhealthy for the heart. And this was a specific subgroup of postmenopausal women and social getting out with people, and this is why COVID-19 isolation is just so bad for the heart. And there's actually a study out, a report out this week from the Cleveland Clinic that 4 in 10 American adults have been affected by their heart since the pandemic started. And a lot of this is due to the changes in our behavior. We're not going to the doctor for prevention. We're not going to the gym to get exercise. We're isolated, and that's not helping our mental health, which is so important for good cardiac prevention, good heart prevention.
Health, spirit, mind, body.
So our lifestyles since COVID have been so not healthy to our heart to prevent these problems. And there's been just a dramatic increase in Americans who are having heart issues during this time. So let's get back. Let's rediscover our life. In this year, let's get back to a healthy lifestyle. Let's go and get those preventive checks, and hopefully we can see the end of this.
Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. Up next, Dr. Ken takes your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. All right, next question has to do with your specialty of heart disease. Is it true that 4 out of 10 adults that have been affected by heart issues, probably a better question, is that more people since the pandemic? I would think that would be a given. It's almost a duh. Yes?
Yes. Yes, and this was a survey reported this week from Cleveland Clinic. And as I said before, our lifestyle has worsened in terms of what you need to do to live a healthy lifestyle to lower the risk of getting a heart attack or stroke. We're not going to the gym as much. We're staying around and eating and getting obese. We're not connecting socially, and that's creating a lot of mental stress. So all of these lifestyle changes because of COVID has increased heart issues. And very importantly, people are not going to the doctor to get their preventative work done. And this is bad for heart disease. It's bad for cancer prevention. So we have to get back to get our lives back in 2022. Get back to that healthy lifestyle. Get back and get that preventative work done with your physician so you can lower the risk of cancer, lower the risk of heart disease, and live a long life, and hopefully reconnect with those you love in a healthy way.
Here's another question about the circulation, cardiology. Watching television for 4 hours or more a day, which unfortunately a lot of people do, may increase the risk of getting a blood clot. Why would that be? What's going on? Just because it's inactivity? Why would that
happen? Well, inactivity is a big one, absolutely. And sitting around, you're just getting more obese with what you eat. You're not exercising. And some of the things you watch today on TV can be pretty stressful. So, yeah. You know, get up, get going. Let's get back to eating healthy and exercising. And, you know, exercising is my favorite drug. And I just hope people get back. Or if you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to the doctor so it's a safe thing to do. And then once the doctor says it's okay, get into it. If you have been in an exercise program and you just are not doing it like you have in the past, just let's pick it up. And if you really want to pick it up, talk to the doctor first.
All right, so we've got about a minute left here. The question has to do with your, not only the physical elements that we were just talking about, but your mental outlook. If you have a brighter outlook, especially as you get older, that seems to help you as well, doesn't it?
You know what helps my mental outlook more than anything else?
Being with me. Well,
that's second, number two. Yeah. But you know what number one is? It's
what
exercise.
Is it?
Yeah. It's exercise. And when I wasn't in the gym, when they closed the gyms here in Florida in March of 2000 for 3 months,
yeah,
I put on the weight, I got weaker, and most importantly, I could tell my mental status. My sweetness level went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My positivity went down, and it just helps so much. It's so much more effective than the drugs. Some people, exercise is not enough, but for so many people, it's just enough to just keep you in a sense of positivity. And if there's any mild depression in the background, it's going to stay away. If you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to the doctor, talk to somebody who can teach you how to exercise. That was some of the best time I spent, spending some time with a trainer teaching me how. And it's not somebody you need forever. It's just you need to be taught your way around the gym. And it's the best thing I know you can do for your mental status and keep that sweetness level up, that positivity level up, and make you so effective in your whole life. And, you know, and before I heard people say this, I didn't quite believe it. But now I do.
Yeah, guys,
you know,
everything
I walk
right now is just going to get thrown on the floor.
Yeah, this is, when I said a minute, you've gone 2 minutes. But this is the trouble with this system, Rich. It just doesn't work.
Sorry.
I mean, it's not.
Doug, you see, even if I whispered in your ear 1 minute, what would you have done?
I would have. Ken would have heard it. Ken, when Al does it, both of us can
Al
hear
it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's what
I love being whispered in my ear.
I know. I love whispering in your ear, but unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
All right, so Doug, just give me an outro, because there was Ken stopped at the perfect place. But
yes,
then,
he did. I was going to jump in there, and then
you're right.
You want to hurt his feelings.
I cleanly edited.
Okay.
No problem.
My feelings won't be hurt.
No, it's okay. Good. That's it. It was good stuff. Good stuff from Dr. Ken Kronos. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.